Life with Glenn Coble, and we were totally not expecting what we're going to get. On the line, a very famous Dr. Feynman, who has just been on the air in the UK. How are things going? I'm shocked that we have you.
Great, but by the way, I'm not famous. Only you think I am.
Well, hey, nobody's asked me to come on the television or the radio in the United Kingdom. So,
well, actually, I've been asked three times by three different by three different stations. So
you're famous.
Exciting. It's like 10 minutes each is all it is. But they found me from somewhere. I don't know how. Maybe from this station.
Maybe
who knows?
So, yeah.
I don't know how they found me, but I don't complain.
Well, I'm absolutely shocked, and I'm thrilled that we're able to get you on. I we had kind of decided that we thought about doing it earlier, but then Scott and I kind of put our heads together and said, well, our audience tends to like to call in, but nobody called in today, so they're either watching the inaugural or we were so interesting that we put their tongues to sleep or something.
Yeah. Well, it just happened to be the inauguration took place early. I don't think it ever took place so early. It was 11:48 that he took the oath.
Yeah.
From Chief Justice Roberts. Supposed to be around 12 noon.
Well, we were watching on TV here in the the studio, and I was shocked that he went on so quickly. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And then his inaugural address was 22 minutes, and you know when it ended at 12:13. So I said to my son, I've got to get on. I've got to at least ask you if you want me on, you know?
Absolutely, we did.
Yeah.
Well, you know what it does? I had already given your explanation that you were going to be taking notes and stuff, and so you wouldn't have an opportunity to get on with us. And I said, well, we'll take it up next week. And then I was thinking, okay, what am I going to do? Well, I had put together a whole series of inaugural trivia questions, which are very interesting. So don't give away any trivial stuff today. But I'm going to do it.
We can discuss it if you want as part of this hour. It's
no,
up to you.
I'm going to do it tomorrow because I had nothing to do. We have Fred Malone from the Marion Historical Society is going to be on with me in the morning, but I had nothing for the swap shop, which we don't get swaps during the COVID thing.
Yeah, of course.
So I was going to. I'll do it tomorrow. This is fantastic. Thank you.
I'm so happy to be on, and I'm glad that it worked out that they did everything a little bit early. But, you know, what's funny is I turned to my son and I said, he's being inaugurated 12 minutes early. That means Donald Trump lost 12 minutes.
Yeah. And I'm certain you weren't dissatisfied with that, right?
I was thrilled. I wish it had been 4 years ago.
Well, unfortunately, that didn't happen. Well, did you watch his... you and my wife, you're both people that think the same way about Mr. Trump. Not that I love him or anything, but my wife got up early, and she waved out the window as he was getting on Marine One. Did you watch that?
Actually, at that moment, I was going to Delray Beach, the next town north of me, to have my first vaccine.
Oh, fantastic. So yeah, you said
I was able to arrange it. It happened. I didn't expect it. And it was right on time at 9:15, but I got there like at 8:30. It was a long line, but I didn't even feel it. You know, honestly, yeah. I said, did you really give it to me? They said, it's a very thin needle, and you don't really feel it, but...
Tomorrow
it's wonderful, and I have 4 weeks from today at 10:14, not 9:14. I will have it. Still be able to get on your show at 12:15.
Okay,
but I'm just excited to be getting that chance. My son will not have it yet, but hopefully soon. You know.
Tomorrow you'll wake up and your arm will be laying on the floor.
Is that what happened to you?
No, I haven't had my shot yet. I don't. Here in Marion, those of us who are under 75, we will not get our shots until, let's see, mine, I can sign up for February 1st and beyond that. So.
Oh, well, that's not bad. But actually, here in South Florida, it was over 65, so I'm way over that now.
Yeah. Well, and with Biden coming in, things may change on all of this because he wants to get more out, and he wants to get them out everybody above 65, as opposed to in Ohio, we have the first week is 80 and above, the next week is 75 and above, the next week is 70 above, and then we get down to 65. And so we have a 4 week rollout, but I think it'll go faster if they get the inoculations.
Yes, I had Moderna. That's the vaccine. vaccine I got, which is the one you don't have to have as low a temperature, which I think is probably better in some ways.
Easier to ship.
Or to store the other one. It's, it requires such extreme low temperatures.
Yeah, yeah, kind of crazy.
Yeah, anyway, I was so thrilled and proud of Kamala and Joe and their wife and their husband, you know, with that tribute to the COVID victims, 400,000 of them.
Wasn't that beautiful?
Night. That was wonderful. It was beautiful. Just great.
And it was not what I would say over-modeling or overplayed. It was done well and
yes.
Respectfully, I thought. And,
yes. And, of course, it did remind us, never in the whole year did President, former President now, Trump, show any concern about the loss of life in any kind of a ceremony or public statement.
As a matter of fact, he showed a lack of concern when he told Bernstein, wasn't it Bernstein that he told that he knew?
It was Woodward, actually.
Oh,
Bob
it was
Woodward.
The other one, yeah.
Yeah.
It was Woodward that he told that he knew that a lot of stuff about what was going to happen, but he didn't tell the public. So.
But I have a feeling he didn't think it would be this high a loss of life. I don't know anybody could actually have thought that. You know, I'm sure he realized it was a problem, but I would not even think that he realized it'd be 400,000 in less than a year. So I got to give him not credit, but realize I'm sure he's a little shocked at how bad it has been. But certainly he should have told us the truth, and I'm glad to hear in the inaugural address Joe Biden will always tell us the truth.
Yeah, I think that's true. And the one thing that Scott and I talked about that I'm going to ask you about, because I was going to ask you next week anyway, Scott asked me, he said, tell me the good, the best thing that he's done and the worst thing that he's done. And I told him, I think the best thing that he might take credit for, and maybe he had a hand in it, was getting the vaccinations, getting the inoculation, the medicine in, you know, it was fast. He got inoculations done quickly.
I would agree with that, but one other point that I heard and I said, yeah, you're right, is that there was no new warfare, no military intervention anywhere under Donald Trump, despite all his talk. And that is an accomplishment, that we did not get engaged in any further military confrontation. So I got to give him credit for that.
Scott pointed that out as well. Now, if you're asleep at the switch, you may not even think about dropping a bomb on somebody, but
he certainly threatened enough, but it was all talk. But maybe that's what kept the peace, by being a little tough, I guess. I don't know.
We'll find out. Joe Biden's going to be the flip of that coin, the opposite side of that coin, I think.
Yeah, well, the whole problem is, like with Putin, you got to worry after this Navalny guy was put in prison again.
Yeah.
It's going to be a problem. Well, look, Russia's going to be a problem anyway, hopefully not military. And China is, and Iran is. I also think Saudi Arabia will be, because Saudi Arabia is not to be trusted. You know, and I think North Korea, I mean, he's got plenty of challenges, and that's just one area of foreign affairs, but he's got to restore the alliances with the NATO allies and other nations that are our friends.
Well, he does have a problem with trying. How do you respond to that thing with the Putin's number one opponent? How do you respond to that? Do you?
I would think more economic sanctions. It's like, we're not going to go to war over it. But I also wonder. I understand his idealism, but for Navalny to return, you had to be a little crazy.
Yeah, I think that. And I heard him interviewed after he was tempted to be killed. And he did sound a little crazy. He has a wife and I believe children. Maybe he is that devoted to peace and freedom. And that's,
but I think he's a martyr, unfortunately. I have a feeling he's not going to survive this year.
Are there people,
well, he does, but I don't know.
Are there people that have that as a sickness, like a martyr?
Autism,
I
don't know. All I know is, I give him, I applaud him, but I actually think he's crazy.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to be there.
You don't do that. You know, to do something like that, you have to be a little crazy.
Yeah.
You know, to self-sacrifice to that extreme.
Well, it's different if you self-sacrifice at one moment. You know, like the Buddhist priests that self-burn themselves to death for things. But in his case, he's basically saying, go ahead and kill me whenever you want to, wherever you want to, with any style that you want to. And he's never going to know when it's going to hit him. I don't know. Crazy man.
Yeah, well, it's I think Putin may be in trouble in Russia. There's indications that there are problems there.
Well,
and, you know, one has to wonder if maybe those who back him will start to turn against him, the oligarchy. I wonder.
Yeah.
No, I'm not an expert, but I think Russia is in a real dangerous time right now, and it would be nice to see Putin forced out. And I think read that he may not be in the best of health all the time. I think so. I don't know if that's true. Maybe it's rumor, but I'm just thinking that he's not going to last much longer. Who knows?
Maybe
we don't know.
Maybe he'll have to put his shirt on when he rides his horses. That's so
stupid. Meanwhile, China with Hong Kong, oh my God, what they've done in Hong Kong, it's just, I don't know how that can be reversed. That's another issue, because Hong Kong has always had a place of freedom and guaranteed to 2047 under the treaty with Great Britain in 1997, handing it over. But now it's still got plenty of years to that end, but I don't know what the future is there with their, you know, with their technology, their recognition technology, where they can track anyone. It's really a scary thing. It's 1984, you know?
It is scary. My wife just texted me. It was a great run, and she was talking about the inauguration.
Yes, it really was.
She loved it.
And it was interesting to see Sonia Sotomayor, the first Latina on the Supreme Court, swear in, the first African-American and Asian-American woman to be vice president. It was, and I wrote that on my blog yesterday. It's very inspiring, you know.
If I can get it back up here, I'm going to tell you what my son said. My son is not a kind person towards...
Which son? The one in California?
No, the one that lives just south here in Worthington.
The youngest one, right?
No, the oldest one.
The one locally is the oldest, or the one in California is the youngest?
Yeah, right. My eldest texted this to my wife after she said it, what a great run the inauguration was. The tyrant is out. Uncle Joe is in. Let the indictments begin.
Well, actually, I almost would agree with him. That's not being so bad. I think it's a good way to look at it.
Well, he's a very sarcastic young man.
Okay, but I think he's certainly making clear that he's anti-Trump.
Oh, he is,
good.
Definitely, yeah.
Yeah, but honestly, the fact that he did not end up pardoning himself or his children...
Well, you don't know that, though, do you, Dr. Feynman? It's...
Well, they claim they could do it secretly. I heard that, yeah.
He might have put a little note...
I never knew that. I never knew you could do that, you know.
He may have put a note in the note that he left a note for President Biden.
I haven't gotten the chance to hear about that.
No, I haven't. I told Scott what I just read the note, and it says the boys' room is down the hall on the left. But I don't think that was it. But he may have left a note saying, "Oh, by the way, don't tell anybody, but I pardon myself and my family." You know, kind of scary.
Well, I hope that did not happen. But I think he's concerned about the impeachment trial that's coming, that he might be indeed convicted and then not be able to run ever again.
Yeah.
So I don't know. A lot of things are hard to figure out about him. He'll be written about for centuries on end, just like Abraham Lincoln and all the others who were great or not great. I mean, he's always going to be the center of attention, and he's going to die loving that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, but you know, you don't get a whole lot of attention if you're in jail. So,
well, the kind of attention you get, you don't want to get.
Yeah, Bubba might find you very handsome.
I don't think they would find him very handsome, though. That's the only thing.
Is it just me, or has he gained a lot of weight since he's been in the office?
It's hard to be sure, but I think he has gained weight. Yeah. But he's always been quite a while overweight, not way back in time, but in recent years he was, because he eats too much McDonald's and fried chicken and things like that all the time.
Well, I'm not one to throw stones, and I don't eat a lot of that junk food anymore. But
you used to. Well, who hasn't?
yeah. My goodness, my wife and my son are going crazy about the... I got a new phone, and it dings me anytime somebody texts me. Well, I'm getting texts from both my wife and my son
about what's going on tonight?
The inauguration. Yeah.
What else have they been saying?
they're talking to each other basically about it. Yay! Did I tell you my wife got up early so she could wave out the window as Marine One left?
Oh, I wish I could have seen that in person.
I didn't know she was doing it, and I saw her light was on, and I as you know, I spend the night with my dog on my couch. But I saw the light was on, and so I finally said, "What are you doing?" She said, "I'm waving bye-bye."
Sometimes, you know, when you and I talk on Skype, I'd like to meet your wife, you know?
She's a nice lady, but she will never come on Skype and talk to any. The only people she would talk to on Skype with are her children. That's it. She's just...
Maybe on Zoom. Is it Skype or just the idea of being on view?
It's... she doesn't want to... She wouldn't even talk on the phone with you. She
really?
She's very reticent to talk to other people, even though
she's a nice guy.
Well, yeah, and I've told her that, but she just doesn't like to talk to people. I'm going to have to figure out how to turn the dinger off on my new phone. Oh, well, yeah. My new watch.
I guess she would say that you talk enough in public that she doesn't need to, huh?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, when you and I talked, I don't know, a couple weeks ago,
yeah.
I always go in my den so that she doesn't have to listen to me, but she listened to me because she said I was talking very loudly to you because I had you on speakerphone. And when I came out, she just gave me that eye roll look like, you talk too much to people. So, hey,
you're a communicator. That's what you are.
Yeah, that's it. I've just been talking with a young man who ran in the primary to run against Jim Jordan, Jeffrey Seitz, and kind of told him I'd help him out run against Jordan again this time if my friend Mike Larson selects not to run. I'm going to help somebody run against Jim Jordan. Have you heard the I'm not sure if it's a rumor or whether it's a unsubstantiated fact that there were like 5 or 6, including Jim Jordan, congressmen that actually took people on tours through the Capitol building the day before the riot.
Well, I heard the Lauren Boebert, the freshman woman congressperson from Colorado, who is a QAnon supporter, supposedly did. She's been accused of it. I have not heard of who else. But
well, Jim Jordan was one of them, and there are about 6 of them. And they have it on tape, on video. Because the videos were cameras were running through that day.
Well, honestly, anyone who was involved in that should be expelled. It's going to require a 2/3 vote, and that's why it probably won't happen. Because it's almost an even, it's 222 to 212, I think. So I don't think it'll happen, but it really should. They should not be allowed. In fact, they should be prosecuted.
Well, and if, in fact, they can show on camera him leading some of those nutcases around to give them indication of where they should go, I think the citizens may throw him out. They won't even have to be thrown out otherwise.
Well, also, there has to be reorganization of House seats for the U.S. House. And also state legislative seats because of reapportionment after the census figures are in. And I'm hoping that the gerrymandering that goes on in Ohio will somehow change that Republicans don't get such an edge on it.
Yeah, and as a matter of fact, I think, these numbers aren't exact, but I think I read that like 45% of Ohio voted Republican, and yet we have like 60% in our state house.
That's not right, and that happens in Florida too.
Yeah.
In fact, in Florida, I think it's even worse. This is such a red state, and yet not really when it comes to percentage of people voting. No,
okay.
I don't know what can be done. Hopefully, there can be something done because this is the one time in a decade you have reapportionment after the census figures are in.
Right. Yeah. Now, and apparently, the census is going to continue. Is that now that Biden's there, they're not going to? I believe Trump was talking about cutting it short, was he not?
He was trying to, and also prevent undocumented immigrants from being counted as people. And that was wrong, and thank goodness they resisted. There were a lot of people. There'll be definitely in the future books and articles about all the people who kept quiet but were resisting behind the scenes and slowing up the works to fight against Trump and not speaking out about it because they couldn't. A lot of heroes, you know?
Well, is it a constitutional mandate that every person within the borders be counted?
That's my understanding from what I know. Every person in the country at the time of the census you know, supposedly should be counted. Now, of course, they're never 100% because some people don't fill out the forms. They might be 98%, 99%.
And people come and go. So,
yeah. I'm sorry, what?
People come and go. I mean, there could be a lot of those people that were in the country for 2 months but not in the country at the time that the census was going around.
That's true. Well, that's why it's never 100%. Yeah. But it was all part of, I think, of Trump's nativism, his anti-immigrant stance, which is not going to continue. And today, as we're talking, not this minute, but I'm sure they're going to have a ton of executive orders by the end of the day on all kinds of issues, and all kinds of issues that are going to make me so thrilled and happy because they're needed, and it's going to really reverse a lot of the damage, not all, but a lot of the damage that Donald Trump has done.
My wife just texted, thank God for Georgia.
Yes, thank God for Georgia. That's true. Absolutely. Georgia coming through with a Jewish senator and an African-American senator.
Yeah,
it's just amazing.
Pretty
you know?
Amazing. And also, it's kind of ironic that the African-American is the minister at Martin Luther King's...
Ebenezer Baptist Church, yes, in Atlanta.
Church.
That's right.
And... Monday was Martin Luther King Day, so
yes,
kind of neat. Yeah.
Yes, I'm watching the TV with the sound off, and I see everybody's getting together, socializing. Mike Pence and Barack Obama I see on the screen, and everybody else. And it's nice to have some togetherness. And I'm happy that Mike Pence did what he should do, but I wasn't sure he would do show up and be and actually talk to Harris before this event and congratulate her on becoming vice president.
Well, like I told Scott in the previous show, he acted presidential during the last 2 weeks.
Yes, and there are people now speculating that the last 2 weeks he was actually being the president because Trump was never in public, seems to have locked himself away, and that, of course, on January 6th, it was Pence in hiding that called for more reinforcements because Trump sat there and didn't do anything for like 4 hours. So some people think he may be seen as having been president, in quotes, for the last 2 weeks, although not officially.
Yeah.
Now, I'm also glad that at least Mike Pence did not become president for a short time and pardoned him. So he's not going to get a pardon. That's the point. Unless he tried to pardon himself, but that would become a court case and whether he can do it because people think it cannot be done. But I'm glad that Mike Pence did not do what Gerald Ford did, although it was different circumstances. But I'm glad Mike Pence didn't have this situation where he had to consider pardoning Trump.
Do you think our Congress and the Senate and the Congress will... bring up some regulations on pardons? I'm not sure they can.
I've wondered about that, but I think it's out of control, particularly the way he abused it by indeed pardoning people that were not recommended by the Justice Department and pardoning people who had not yet been convicted of anything. You're not supposed to do that. And pardoning real rascals, and compared to him, anybody else said there's some objectionable pardons, but nothing on the level of Trump. But Trump is going to stand out as, I think, the worst president. Even though he has a few things you can say in his favor, he's still going to be the worst president ever, and definitely makes Richard Nixon look damn good, by comparison.
Yeah, he sure does. I just got another message on my phone that the two senators from Georgia will be signed in shortly.
Yes, and also the new senator from California, Alex Padilla, who's replacing Kamala Harris.
And he's
the first Latino from California in history. And that 40% of California was Latino, but he's the first Latino senator from California. So
I thought that was strange. Yeah, that he would be the first, especially considering how many Latinos there are in California.
Yes, and I think, Texas does have a Latino. Unfortunately, it's Ted Cruz. Unbelievable. But, I mean, Texas, I think, is going to eventually become purple like Georgia and go toward being blue. I really think it is. It's just going to take some time. But once that happens, then the Republicans can never win the presidency again if they lose Texas.
Yeah, that would be tough for them. Now, I think that the Republican Party will have to... reorganize themselves. I think there's still good cases for fiscal responsibility and things that the Republican Party used to stand for.
Yeah, well, there's a need for a conservative-oriented party.
Yeah.
But not a white supremacist party.
Right.
I understand that Trump, I read somewhere, was thinking of forming his own party, breaking with the Republicans, which would really harm them, calling it the Patriot Party.
Oh, I thought it was going to be called the Stupid Moose Party.
Instead of the Boom Moose.
Yeah.
1912 with Theodore Roosevelt.
Just the stupid ones.
I want to point out yesterday, and I'll leave the word out, there was this funny picture, maybe you saw it, and I shared it on Facebook, and it shows Nixon smiling, and it says, "Jesus, Don," meaning Trump, "you're making me look like an effing saint," and the word is there.
Yeah.
And it's true.
Well, and there are a lot of people that have praise for Nixon as a president.
My comparison. One person then commented, "They're going to have to take me, Nixon, dig him up and apologize."
Oh,
another one says, "I disliked Nixon for a long time, no more." And then one person said, "I think he is right. You know that he makes him look like an effing saint."
Yeah.
And then, not my usual vocabulary, but I did laugh at this. It was hysterical when I saw it. I laughed. Showing Nixon happy.
Well, I think a lot of those of us like you and myself who are more progressive in our political views are pretty happy today.
Oh, I am so delighted. I had tears, actually.
Yeah.
As it happened. I really did have tears. I'm the person that can get tears.
Yeah, me too.
And, you know, people say, men aren't supposed to cry. Actually, it's good for your health. You have to be able to cry sometimes.
Yeah.
You can laugh, but you also have to cry to get rid of stress and tension. But I am so proud of him, and I told that to the UK station. You know, it was an 8-minute interview, and I could see I was able to see him on Zoom. It's a radio station, but I was able to see him. But he really liked what I was saying, and I could see he liked Joe Biden. And I said, yeah, he made a comment that he said, many people have said that there's nobody who doesn't like Joe Biden, even if they don't agree. And I said, that's right. I said, Mitch McConnell has said that,
yeah.
And so has John McCain, and so has Lindsey Graham in the past. That even if you don't agree with him, how can you not like Joe?
That just reminded Metz was one of those guys that supposedly they have on video taking people around showing, you know, the day before the riots. But
who?
Metz, is it?
I didn't get the name spelled.
M-E-A-T-Z? No. Oh, you'd know him if you saw it.
Is that McConnell or Graham? No.
No,
you're talking about someone who's
a younger crazy loon on the right side.
Oh, you're talking about maybe the new 25-year-old?
No, not him.
He's a nut, too, from North Carolina.
Well, anyway, there are
Madison
a lot of...
Cawthorn. Oh, my
there
God.
Are a lot of them that share being nuts, I think. But,
yeah, but some of them, like this Marjorie Taylor Greene, another QAnon person.
Yes.
In fact, she's in the news. She said tomorrow she's going to introduce a bill of impeachment against Joe Biden. Can you believe this?
Yeah, it would be really hard. Well, I don't know what in the world they impeach a person after the first day.
But being president.
Yeah, maybe he didn't walk right because his ankle was sore.
Or maybe he stuttered on a word or two.
Yeah.
But these people are nuts. It's not just you don't have to agree with them. They're crazy.
Yeah.
They really are conspiratorial people. And those three, I wrote in my blog, that those three should be somehow kicked out. Lauren Boebert and Madison Cawthorn and also Marjorie Taylor Greene. But probably won't happen, but they're going to make news, let's say. They're going to never keep their mouth shut, so that's for sure.
Well, today is the beginning of the run for 2024.
Yes, of course.
And I think we've talked about this. I think that Biden will try to run for president for a second term if he feels good. But I think he'll back off if he doesn't. I think he's got a lot of faith in Kamala.
Yes, my feeling is that he will decide not to run again.
You do? Okay.
Yeah, because he'll be 82 in 4 years. And again, people can be fine in their 80s, but it is more of a gamble at that stage. So I think if he's going to decide not to run, he would have to really give notice by the summer of 2023, because that's when the primary campaigning begins, you know, where people start to think about it. So I think he would have to give basically a year or more, a little more than a year before the November election in 2024 for Kamala and others, because it wouldn't be automatically Kamala unless
he
resigned, which I don't think he would. So, but I think, I have a feeling he will not stay, but he could do an awful lot in the first 2.5 years and then help make it easier for the future. But who can say? We just hope he stays healthy and can do the job, but I believe he can.
Do you think he'll lose either the Senate or the Congress?
The House?
The House,
well,
I mean.
Going
yeah.
by history in general, yes, that's true. Yeah. Except back in 1934, way back, Franklin D. Roosevelt gained seats after 2 years in both houses.
And this,
but otherwise, it's very hard. It depends a lot on how he handles the COVID-19 and the economy.
Right.
If a lot of success occurs, which I think it will, he might actually gain seats because two-thirds of the, at least of the Senate, two-thirds of the Senate seats up are Republican. So if they, even now, if they just gain a few seats, they have more seats in the Senate. The House is, I would think, is going to be very tight. It depends a lot on reapportionment of seats and gerrymandering. I think it might be harder to keep the House, but I think the Senate, it would not be hard to get at least a few of the two-thirds of the seats that are Republican.
Right. Now, the House, why do you feel that that would be more difficult to hold on to?
Well, because a lot of those Republican seats are pretty much settled where they're hard to lose.
Okay, yeah.
The California, they had a big gain, and then they lost half of them from 2018 to 2020. A lot, again, would depend on just how good in public
yeah.
opinion and in general feeling about Biden, how he's doing like by the summer of 2022. So I'm optimistic, but if you look at history, it's unlikely the Democrats will gain seats. Now, they can lose 3 or 4 seats and still keep control,
yeah.
like 218, 217, God forbid. But I am concerned they might lose the House. It's going to be a big battle to try to gain some seats, at least a few, to make it a bigger margin than just 10 seats.
Well, we're going to try and win one here in Ohio, and that'll help.
Yes, and I do think that those House members who voted, you know, to even those who voted, the 139 House members who voted to try to stop the electoral vote count after the attack in the Capitol, I would hope that they, a lot of them would lose their seats if they're not expelled before.
I would think that this might be a little bit more like when Roosevelt was running.
I hope.
There is so much hatred towards certain members of the Republican Party. Maybe the Democrats will hold it through the second
years. Joe is trying to promote equivalent of a New Deal extension in a time when everything's going bad. And if he could be successful, wow, then the sky's the limit. The Democrats could gain massively in both houses. And maybe, you know, Biden could stay and be an 8-year president and be a real hero. I hope so, because I love the guy. You know, as I wrote this week on History News Network, he's one of my two heroes. The earlier one was Hubert Humphrey.
Yeah, I saw you mention that.
Yeah.
Now,
I've had a few people tell me, boy, you're passionate as you write about it. I am.
Yeah.
I think Humphrey was great. I'm sad he died so young. And Joe has been my hero all these years.
Yeah. Now, I know you're not a music critic.
No. But, I listen to music, but I'm not an expert on music.
Well, that's what I'm going to make you put your music hat on and
oh,
tell me, okay, J-Lo sang, the African-American nurse sang,
yes.
And who's the other singer that, what's her name?
Lady Gaga.
What did you think of the national anthem and the other two songs that were sung?
I think they're a little different than the usual, so that makes them interesting. And you know, I would say that it wasn't the typical way you would hear these pieces of music, but you know, it's what we call variety. I'm curious, what do you think?
Well, I was absolutely enamored with the idea of having the nurse come on. Didn't she sing the national anthem, the nurse?
I believe so. I'm trying to remember that.
African American. Anyway, she was kind of selected off the. You know, other people had heard her singing, and she was a nurse, and she was taking care of COVID people.
Yeah.
But she would sing to them, and that's why they got her to sing at the inaugural. And you know, you and I cry at the drop of a hat, and
yes.
I cried when I saw her coming up on the stage to sing that. I was so proud of. I'm proud of the United States.
I'm proud of the fact that we are multiracial, multi-ethnic.
Yes, me too.
You know, to me, that's the blessing of America. We're the world.
Yeah.
You know,
and you're Jewish, but you're closer to being a white old guy like I am. and I don't think we should be afraid of 2045 when we are no longer the majority.
No, because I don't think being white or being anything else has any advantage over any other except in people's crazy heads.
Yeah.
Because they're taught hate.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
And also the same with women. This fear of women that some people can't imagine a woman being in charge. Why not?
Yeah.
It's happened in other countries. We've had prime ministers, and of course queens in the past, like Queen Elizabeth I.
Sure.
But even so, prime ministers and presidents, and they've done well, most of them, better than men have often done.
Yeah.
So I don't understand. And of course, right now, I think I've said this to you, if not, that when Joe Biden gives his State of the Union address next month, who will be sitting behind him? Kamala Harris and Nancy Pelosi.
And hopefully somebody won't shout out of the Republican side,
yes,
you lie.
Joe Wilson of South Carolina, yes.
Oh, my.
Hopefully there'll be respect.
Did they ever chastise him for that, other than verbally?
No, just reported about it. People get, because basically you have freedom of speech. You can't ban people. But also, I found interesting.
They could have censured him for doing that, I think.
Yeah, but censure still requires bipartisan support. That's why all the talk about censure or expulsion, it's really not that easy, which I guess is good, because then people could be kicked out in a regular basis where it'd be unfair. So we have to tolerate some people who are horrible in order to keep the freedom for others, you know?
Okay, I made a statement on my Twitter page, or my Twitter thing, McCarthy was very...
Kevin McCarthy, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, not Joseph McCarthy from the Red Scare.
No, no.
And not Eugene McCarthy, who ran against in 1968. People confuse the McCarthys. I have to clarify both of those. And now we have to worry about Kevin McCarthy, yeah.
Well, I made a point that he was very much a demagogue, much like Trump has become kind
of. And so was Steve Scalise, the second ranking.
Yeah.
By the way, I think they both showed up at the inauguration today. So did
Texas. Really?
Both Scalise and McCarthy showed up, and so did Ted Cruz and I guess Holly, who now is trying to hold up a cabinet appointment of Biden. They want to strangle the guy, you know, in symbolic terms. What is wrong with you, you know?
Yeah, and I don't think this country is going to move forward until we get rid of people that just want to stop, you know, throw a monkey wrench into the gears of government. We've got to find a way to keep moving. You don't have to move all in the same direction, but keep moving.
Yeah, I got to give credit to Liz Cheney, Vice President
Cheney's
daughter, the third-ranking Republican, going against the top two, Scalise and Kevin McCarthy. And yet there's talk they want to, they want to knock her out of the third position. Instead, they should knock the top two people out.
Yeah, Scalise is...
He should become maybe the Republican leader. I really give her credit. And the other nine members, men and women, 10 members, who came out, and condemned what had happened, and worked against it. I really give credit to them for voting for the impeachment.
Well, I'm glad that Scalise wasn't killed in that situation.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
But he may be my least favorite. Now that Mitch has come out and found his way, he may be my least favorite Republican in government right now.
Except for Jim Jordan.
Oh, yeah, of course, after Jim Jordan.
Yeah, what I found interesting is that Alito and Thomas, who in my mind are disgraceful, did not show up at the inauguration, from what I gather.
Is that right?
Yeah. But also Breyer did not.
Well,
it made me worry. Is he all right? Is he healthy? He's the oldest member. Now if something happens to him or he leaves, at least Biden will be able to replace him. But I was surprised Breyer didn't show up, so I'm going to be curious to know what's going on with him. But six members of the court showed up that I saw, anyway, unless somebody came later and I missed that. But Alito and Thomas did not show up, and Thomas, oh gosh, I just think he's horrible, and I wish he would retire.
I hope
he and Alito do leave, because they're both bitter older men, you know?
That's why I announced that Thomas was going to give Biden the inaugural.
Well, that's why he didn't show up, because he had led the committee that had made life difficult, although at the end, he got confirmed in 1991. But yeah, I guess I can understand why Thomas doesn't show up. But Thomas doesn't show up for a lot of things. He only ever even speaks up. He does make decisions. He votes. But he's one time he was announced that he had made an oral argument, or made a point on an oral argument for the first time in 10 years.
Oh, my.
So, I mean, to me, the man should be gone. And his wife really is a real right-wing freak, you know, that really promotes all kinds of, you know, actually supported what was going on. Well, with the Capitol insurrection. So, to me, that's a conflict of interest. But I guess you can't control your wife, can you?
No, you can't. It seems to me that people that are of the Republican ilk tend to do less than those that are Democratic. Take, for instance, well, our past president, but also Jordan really has done very little in Congress. Other than complain and
they're just negative forces who want to stop change.
Yeah, they want to stop. Yeah.
Yes.
And well, several of them are that way.
Yes, I notice it's 12:57. Oh
yeah.
My gosh.
Yeah, we got to get out of here pretty soon.
12:58 actually now.
I've got about a minute and 50 seconds left to go.
I'm so really glad I had a chance to get on after
I'm glad.
I just wasn't sure, but once I saw it was ending, I said, why not?
Yeah, thanks. Thank you so much for thinking about me. If
I always do.
Matter of fact, well, thank you. Scott said to me, are you sure that when we realized everything was going early, he said, are you sure that Dr. Feynman can't get on? And I said, no, but I didn't want to bother you. So
you never bother me, but I just said to my son, I got to get on. I got to get on as long as you want me. I thought maybe I had another guest. I'm glad you didn't.
Well, okay, we got 1 minute. I'm going to give you 1 minute, or less than 1 minute now. What are we going to talk about next week? Everything's gone.
The orders and other actions of Joe Biden in the first week, and it's going to be a thrilling week of a lot of action and optimism and confidence, and that's the most important thing. We have a man who we can respect and honor and really like him as a human being, and that's important.
Yeah, that is. And we've got Kamala to back him up.
I love her laugh. I just love her. I really love her. Looking at her, listening to her, and her laugh. She's so good at being funny, you know? She really is.
Yeah, and yet, while being funny, she can be serious as a heart attack.
And very, very intelligent.
Yeah, very.
Both are very humane people, and that's what we need. Compassion, decency,
and honesty.
And honesty. Yes. Thank goodness our country's going in the right direction now.
Yeah.
The
left
direction, maybe you'd say, a little bit, but still the right direction.
Yeah. Well, we're going to have to get out of here. Thanks for calling in, and we'll see you in a week.
Okay, very definitely. Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Dr. Feynman, thank you very much, and we're out of here in about 5 seconds. So have a great day, and thanks for listening.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.